Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity here, and I hope you are ready for an amazing and incredible day filled with lots of love, light, positivity, and of course, joy. Because joy is a beautiful thing. Let's embrace it. Let's savor it. Let's have more of it in our life. And well, hopefully today's episode, well, all of the episodes will hopefully help you have more joy in your life. And I want you to know that you are worthy to have more joy, to feel fulfilled, to feel alive and energized. You are worthy of that. No matter if you met your goals yesterday, no matter how you're feeling today or the past month or any of it, you are still worthy. You are worthy. You are enough. You are amazing, right? You are all of those incredible things and more. So let's let your light shine. Let it shine bright. And as we start the week, here's a tip that I want to share that has helped me, and sometimes I need to remember and remind myself more often than I probably should remind myself of it more often. Let's say it that way. And that is, take small steps. Because I don't know about you, for me, I'm a giant leap kind of person. Like, I'm just, let's go for it. Like, let's just go. I'm optimistic. I see the good. I see the positives. And I'm just like, let's go. Let's take these big strides, big steps to get closer to our goal. And a lot of time that includes some risk, not all the time, but sometimes. And I want to get there fast. I want to get there, achieve it, be in that moment, and then let's keep going to the next thing. But here's a problem. Or there's a problem I've noticed with me, and maybe you've noticed it in your life, is that when you take those big steps, it's really easy to get frustrated. It's really easy to get frustrated and bothered and upset because all of a sudden you're not getting as far as you want. You're thinking you're taking these big leaps, and yet it's not as big as you like, or it's not going as smoothly as you like. And so one thing I've had to remind myself and learn to do is to slow down, but not even necessarily slow down, just take smaller steps. Oh, what's this step? Okay, I'm going to do this one thing. Oh, now I'm going to do this next thing. Now I'm going to do this next thing. And if I could focus on taking the smaller steps one at a time, this one, and then this one, and then that one, I'm going to reach my goal. Now, I might get there a little bit later than I would have if I took big steps, but I know that I have less stress. And that's really nice. But I still struggle with it because I want that speed. I want to get there faster. So I still need to remind myself, well, just take it slow. Take it one step at a time. It's not even slow, just one step at a time. This is, this one, and then this one, and then this one. And what I've noticed is sometimes I get there a little bit after, but a lot of times I get there in what would take me the same amount of time, at least what I believe would take me the same amount of time as if I went fast, and I was more thorough and less stressed. And as a bonus, I feel more accomplished. Like, how cool is that? Not only am I less stressed and I'm more thorough, I feel good about it. I feel like I've accomplished more. Like, how freaking awesome is that? So, I don't know. That's just me. Maybe that's not you. But I encourage you and I invite you to think of this week of taking small steps. Not small steps, then big break, and another small step and big break, unless you need to. But just break down those big leaps, if you're that kind of person who wants to take those big leaps and just go for it, to just pause for a little bit and then figure out what are the small steps and then go after them. One, and then the next, and then the next, and then the next. It has been a help to me, and I need to remember this when life gets stressful. And yeah, I will talk a little bit later this week about stress and some different things that I've noticed from trying to run before I could walk. Did your parents ever tell you that, or teachers or friends or whoever, mentors, tell you don't try to run before you can walk? But man, I got these legs. I just want to go running. I just want to go. Like, let's do this. I have this idea. Let's make it happen. I got some of the skills. Let's go. But oftentimes we need to set that foundation. We need to walk before we can run. And a lot of time that walking is taking those small steps one after another after another. It can be frustrating, especially if you're like me who just wants to go, go, go. But those small steps add up to big changes. Trust the process. Trust you. And take action. All right, that's all I got for you today. I hope this episode was helpful to you as much as it was to me, because this, it was a big reminder for me and just kind of made me go like, yeah, Spencer, like I know I was going to talk about this. Man, it just hit me even harder. So, all right, I'm going to take on these small steps and I hope you do too. All right, thank you for being here, being you. Please hit follow and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And keep shining your light. So until next time, I will catch you later. Do you know that we put together a variety of events, retreats, and experiences all aimed at helping you step into your light and shine bright? Well, if not, now you know. We do things like a winter yoga retreat, meditation experience, crush and conquer where we build courage and confidence. Even we have one-day events all aimed to help you shine bright. Well, if you are curious and want to learn more about the cool events we have, just check out our website. We are jonesandfor.com. So we are, W-E-A-R-E, jonesandfor, J-O-N-E-S-I-N-F-O-R.com. We are jonesandfor.com and check out the amazing events. Katie and I would love to see you at one of them. Or all of them, right? And they're cool because we have stuff that's big, 150 plus people, down to 4 to 12. Nice, intimate setting. So, if that interests you and you want to come hang out and step into your light even more, make sure you go to wearejonesandford.com. All right, thank you so much and have an awesome day.
Welcome to the Daily Energize Podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.